Okay, good afternoon. It is now 2:13 p.m. We are here today, December 10, 2014, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 at the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 14-011, Morco Equipment LLC versus General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Delia S.L. Wolf and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Yuka Hachinova and Jarek Hernandez. Will Appellant Morco Equipment LLC please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Kevin Fowler, counsel for Morco, and I'm here with Ross Morrison and Torgan Smith, representatives of Morco.
Thank you.
Would they like to come forward? They can sit at the table.
I think they're okay.
Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency GSA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Shannon Titanow for GSA AG's office.
Thank you. Are there any interested third parties present?
Can you identify yourself for the record?
Hi, I'm Matt Kane for Triple J. I received a notice that three hearings would be held today.
Okay.
So for the particular hearing at issue, I'm just observing, but I'm sitting at the table.
Okay. You have not entered in as an interested party at this point?
Not at this point.
Okay. Thank you. We may begin.
Good afternoon, Ms. Titanow, Mr. Fowler. We're here for the pre-hearing in this matter. And first, we would like to know if the underlying procurement has been stayed.
Yes.
Do the parties anticipate the filing of motions in this matter? Ms. Titanow, first?
No. I don't. Not from the government. I don't believe so. No.
Morco doesn't plan to file any additional motions at this point. We did file one motion in the Triple J appeal.
Okay. And Mr. Kane, I realize that you're not entering appearance as an interested party. Do you anticipate filing an appearance anytime?
I guess we'll have to evaluate what happens today and revisit the issue.
Okay. Okay, I understand that at this time, no parties intend to file any motions, but we will be scheduling motion cutoffs in case a party does need to file a motion. And the motion cutoff would be December 17. Oppositions would be due December 24. Replies December 31st. And hearing on the motions would be January 7. And that would be January 7 and 9. Witness lists and exhibit lists with the attached exhibits pre-marked are due on January 21st. And the hearing in this matter will be January 28 at 9 a.m. Are there any issues that the parties would want to raise at this time? Ms. Teichner?
No, but I, as was mentioned earlier, there is a motion in the first Triple J's appeal. And wouldn't that affect this procurement appeal?
Yes, well, there's a motion in the 09, and it may impact this matter. At this time, we know that Norco is making a request to consolidate the cases, but as it stands, the 09 case has been dismissed with prejudice. We do anticipate addressing the motion to set aside the agreement shortly. And again, how that motion is addressed may impact again this protest. Excuse me, this appeal. So.
Thank you,
Mr. Fowler.
I have nothing else to raise at this time. I may have more.
Mr. Kane.
For this particular appeal.
Yes.
I have no comment of yet. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
That concludes the pre-hearing for OPAPA 14-011. The time is now 2:20 p.m.